Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being falsely accused in the sometimes inaccurate principle of whoever smelt it, dealt it.
That is faulty.
It can be at times. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes it's on point, but sometimes not so much.
No.
So we are better than being falsely accused and whoever smelt it, dealt it.
That's right.
Because that can be quite traumatic. Yes. The number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Pip.
Hello.
Joe is probably listening from his car right now.
Yes, he is. Look out, Joe.
Yeah, watch out, Joe. They're gaining on you. Joe is stuck in traffic. Once again, we have a little bit of a nasty weather up here. So,
yeah, foul.
It's not that bad.
Foul and fiendish.
So I'm sure Joe will be here shortly. I'm sure he's doing his best. But the show must go on without Mr. Curry.
Yes, sorry.
He'll be here soon to entertain you all with that certain je ne sais quoi that Joe has been known to bring to our show.
Yes.
Yes. Good show tonight. Mixed bad, weird show tonight. On tonight's show, we'll reveal our most embarrassing fart stories.
Yes. I can't wait to reveal these things.
And
they hear them.
We also have some fart stories from fans of the show.
Awesome.
Listener of the show. I don't know if they're so embarrassing as much as gloating.
You sick bastard!
But we'll read those as well.
Funny.
Apparently our audience does not get embarrassed by such things. But
great to know.
Yeah, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, it's so weird. We're doing that, which
I
is
know.
Probably one of the most base things we've ever done.
Yes, but it's universal.
It is universal. And we have an interview with the reporter Julie Power from the Sydney Morning Herald. Now, her husband was in the building next door to the hostage situation in Sydney.
And, crazy.
Yeah, he was working at the bank right next door to the chocolate shop.
Wow.
So we're going to talk to her about that. We're going to talk to her about what happened there, about the views of Australians, you know, towards Muslims, towards guns in the wake of this thing, mm-hmm. what might happen with security. So I think it'll be should be an interesting conversation. That was not originally why she was on the show. So that's part of what it was going to be a two-part interview. So that's going to be part of the first part. And also we're going to start her experience with investigating internet scammers.
That's great.
She did three pieces. It was very in depth what she did. The first piece was kind of informational with a video,
mm-hmm.
a lot of statistical stuff. She also did a piece that dealt with scam victims and everything, what they go through, which was kind of, you know, pulling at the heartstrings and everything.
Of course.
We'll talk to her about that, what her experience was that, and she also talked to us. And we were mentioned the second piece, people who scam bait and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk to her, see what her preconceptions were of victims beforehand, see if that changed. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. Also, we'll check in with our scam baiter, Sue. When we last left her her scammer boyfriend, Mickey, he had two good suggestions. One, how about we go to California? You pay. take care of me out there. Maybe get us a hotel. Or two, you know what? You come to Ghana. Maybe get an apartment, get a hotel. Don't worry, nothing will happen. I know you're a white girl, but you can trust me. I'm Mickey Wynn. So
yeah, Mickey's looking for a sugar mama in the worst way.
Yeah. So and you know, and Sue is a grandmother, and Mickey is in his like late teens. So
you nasty.
Yeah. So we'll see if Sue is on a jet plane.
Yeah.
So.
Funny.
Well, she could be. There might not be an episode of that this week. It must be like, I can't believe these peanuts, the amount of peanuts they give. They call this a snack. That could be what the whole thing is.
When you first started that sentence, I wasn't sure where you were going. It didn't sound like peanuts.
You're disgusting.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Where to put my soda? Don't knock over my soda.
I won't.
All right. All right. So here's the deal. First night of Hanukkah tonight. Happy Hanukkah to all
Happy
of our,
Hanukkah.
Our Jewish listeners.
Yes.
We appreciate you gathering around the menorah and listening to this filth.
Hope you like those socks.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
I know.
You bring up a good point. First night of Hanukkah. Kids all taken care of.
Great.
You know, the wife did a superb job of getting the daughter's list of what she wants. And, you know, nice. When you're eight, there's quite a list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we got the kid taken care of. Now, as of this show, neither I nor my wife have bought each other gifts.
Right.
I don't know what to get her. I'm out. We've been together like 15 years.
Right.
You know, you got your birthdays, your anniversaries, your holidays. I'm out.
I feel you. I really do, because you just, you know, there's things that you go, okay, these are the obvious things. And the first few years, you use all those things up.
That first few years, here's the thing. The first few years, mm-hmm. you get the best stuff. Mm-hmm. If your financial status is going to stay relatively constant, you get the best stuff you're ever going to get.
Right, you do.
Because after that, I don't know. Unless somebody starts making a lot more money.
Right.
And then you might get even better stuff. But if your financial status is somewhat constant, she's gotten the best she's ever going to get. The passion was there. There was a blank canvas on which I could give gifts.
Right.
And everything. I mean, this is what we're down to. She goes, well, you could get me slippers.
Yeah,
but I got you slippers a couple of years ago. And back then we used to make it a lot tougher. And we've done it time to time. We used to do 8 gifts.
Right.
For 8 nights of Hanukkah and everything.
I know.
I mean, we can't even get one for each other at this point. She's like, well, what do you want? I'm like, well, I mean, Joey Kramer, the drummer from Aerosmith, wrote a book.
Yeah.
I'd read that. She's like, you're still reading the Joe Perry book I got you as part of your birthday present. I go, yeah, but we might as well get the whole band.
Yeah, but well, that doesn't mean that you won't finish that and then move on to another book. I don't understand that. You're already reading a book. How could you possibly want another book?
Well, her thinking was, you can't, like, she said, throws it to, well, you can't repeat the same thing.
No,
I go, well, I got you slippers before. She goes, well, every 10 years. I go, I've gotten you a bunch of jewelry. And I think there's the exception if it's shiny.
Then you can get multitudes.
I think that's what it is. If it's shiny,
yep.
There's multitudes.
And you could get the same thing, but in different colors. You could just repeat that.
I don't want another Joe Perry book. I don't care. I don't need the softback version. The hardcover just came out.
I meant jewelry.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. You could just
I just got her. What did I get her? For her birthday. It was one of those birthdays that ends in a zero.
Mm-hmm.
For her birthday, I got her a nice anklet with a butterfly, white gold butterfly.
Nice.
And diamond chips in it, because her grandmother, her late grandmother, passed away the past year or so, loved butterflies.
Very, very nice. Thoughtful.
Yeah. So I got her that.
What'd she think?
She loved it.
Yeah,
loved
great.
It. Of course, came. It was defective. We had to get it fixed. And
oh, for God's sake.
You know, God forbid if something happens right the first time. In the past, she liked the... I always talk about her being a creep. Obviously, she married me. she likes these... the Morganville vampires. These, like, teenage vampire books. Late teenage.
Oh, yeah. I got one of the... No, it wasn't. Oh, yes, it was. She passed on a book to me, and I read it, and I was like,
I doubt she didn't pass along a Morganville vampire.
No.
She's not passing.
She's not letting those go.
No, you're not Morganville vampire worthy.
Oh, well, excuse me.
You're horrific smut worthy.
Yeah, it was on that tip, but I don't remember, like, what it was about, or I didn't think it belonged to a genre.
But the author...
Like that.
Is done with that series of books.
Oh, so there's no place to go.
I've gotten her all those books over the years.
It's sort of like buying somebody all the Harry Potter,
which
and
I was
like, nothing?
Which I did that too.
Yep.
At the time for my adult wife.
Trucker Tom's happy because he heard about the birthday and he says, how nice, she's finally 20.
All right, listen, it's not that radio show. There's another radio host where you could say that.
Oh, no!
And if one got to be that old, it would be followed with an eviction notice, Tom. I'm not that guy.
Wait a minute, you think that they get to 20 before they get the eviction
notice? I said if
there?
One
yes,
got
that's
to
true. True, that's a good point. He also pointed out, he goes, at least your anniversary isn't on Christmas like mine. I gotta buy twice as much stuff.
Yeah, but Tom, it's new. You're in a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wanna buy her stuff. There's all these things, cause you wanted to get rid of all the stuff that the ex-boyfriend is. Kinda like when you're first dating somebody, and you see their cassette collection back in the day.
Right.
And they have all the mixtape, all the love mixtapes of their ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I am going home to my boombox. I'm going to listen to the radio, and I'm going to hit record, and we're going to make you a new mixtape. It's the same thing. You buy new jewelry upon a new relationship.
Oh, yeah. You got to totally replace all those other memories. No, he's got to be pushed out of the picture.
Yes. Now, I will have you note that still, from the ex, she still has mixtapes up there.
Really?
Yeah, I guess there's good music on there. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I won.
Yeah, you did.
She's here.
Yeah, you really don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Not going back to that.
I mean,
smile.
Listen, nobody wants to see the old guy, you know, the old boyfriend or girlfriend coming back, but...
No. You know. Well, that's not happening just because the mixtapes are there.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, you know, for the longest time, we couldn't mix our cassettes. She was very, you know, she hasn't taken my last name. I think she's like, it might not stick. I don't know.
Well, I didn't take Mr. Helix's last name either.
Really? We can't find Mr. and Mrs. Helix in the phone book?
No, we cannot.
No, I know you have not. But, which is really, fucking annoying.
Well, see, now, I do have this issue. If we were youngsters when we got married, and there was the possibility of us breeding, and we were going to have something that we would have to pass a last name along to, I would have gone with, we're all the Smiths, yay! But there's no possibility.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's but I mean, the daughter has my last name.
Right, yeah. So it's not really an issue
but
for
you. But here's the thing.
I just meant for me. There are
certain bills that are her name, certain bills that are on my name.
Same here.
So they will call me Mr. Her maiden name. I just play along at this point. It's like, are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Let's just get this fixed or paid.
let's just say that I'm Smith and he's Helix. We were getting the tax bill, and it was to Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And Mr. Helix was not really digging that. So.
It's a little emasculating.
I think it was. I mean, he's like you. He's pretty evolved for a man. But
well, we can only evolve so much, Pip. Thank you.
Yes. There's only so much.
I mean, just early today, I really hurt my knuckles as they were dragging across the driveway.
Maybe I could have put it in a nicer way.
It's so hard to find a baseball cap that fits my sloped skull. But what are you going to do? We're men.
You know, what can you do?
Exactly.
What can you do?
You know, if only Joe was here to prove your point.
Joe, get in here.
Joe, we need a Kong.
And we need bandages on those knuckles.
Joe just, like, put his foot to the gas. He
and
heard
I was
this.
Like, oh, my God, I got to kill her.
Joe just heard the monkey signal.
Oh, Jesus.
They need Kong. Somebody unenlightened, quick.
No. No. We have plenty of those people at my day workplace.
Yes, yes.
I could have called them
your,
in.
What is that, your work project?
Yes, my work project.
Is that what we call it? That's where we send Joe now. What do we call it? Like a project.
The project?
The day program.
The day program.
Joe goes to his day program.
Yes. Or, no, I was talking about mine.
Oh, okay. Your day program.
Yes.
That's so, right. Talking to the can of Dr. Pepper. That won't echo. Stupid.
I know. That's silly. But, no, what I meant is that, you know, but you're both like, you're not like the, you take my name, bitch, kind of guy.
No,
guys.
We can't. You both make more than us. We're living in your home.
No.
Really, you think he wants 50 cats? Do ya? Do ya?
Yeah, I do.
He says that to hot. He's been neutered, too. Listen, we get it. We're lucky to be here. No. We pick our battles.
No. It, you know what? It's not. It wasn't really important. In the chat, Gone Rogue Radio says, did you call? Unenlightened here.
Yes,
thank you for answering the call.
Hello, Gone Rogue Radio. We needed some unenlightened conversation.
Please, will you pick up your knuckles while you're in the chat? Because I'm not cleaning up after you.
Now, if it's the owner of Gone Rogue Radio, I don't know him very well, but he too is living with a girlfriend. So I don't know how long they've been together. But again, once you're living with somebody.
Yeah.
You can't buy something for their house or their apartment.
Right.
It has to be something that you're going to tolerate as well.
Yes.
So you're no longer buying for their taste. You're buying for our taste.
Yes. And you're also in the position where you don't want to go with buying things that you are kind of, you don't want to buy something that you're both going to use for that person's like birthday kind of thing. You can,
like a washer?
Yeah,
but that's what we said. We're both like, this is where we are. Me and the wife are like, well, what do we want? What do we need?
Yes. You know,
she's happy with like a new bedroom set.
Mr. Helix and I were talking about this. Our living room television is just it. It's almost inoperable.
I know
at
you
this
drool.
Point.
You drool at my flat screen every time.
Oh, look at this HD monster. Yeah, and I. After monster. I went home and explained that to Mr. Helix, that I was drooling on your HD monster.
Which really messes up the picture, so I'd appreciate if you didn't.
Yeah, and he took it completely the wrong way. I had to explain what I was talking about.
No, he took it the right way.
So once I...
Suck it, Mr. Helix, because she was... Explain that to him after the show.
Yeah, I know. It's like, thanks for giving me that conversation.
Listen, we already got one. We already got one marriage in tatters on this show.
Oh, are we going for a trifecta?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about Joe. I mean, mine's all right right now.
Yeah, right now, but we can work on yours too.
Oh, sir. Well, yeah, because you and the wife are very chummy.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, there are ways. There are wicked ways.
Yeah, because you all bitches, yeah. Bitches and snitches.
Oh yes, absolutely.
This is why we get mad and throw you in ditches.
Yeah.
And that, Your Honor, is what he said before she disappeared.
I know. It's like, how come you never came to work? Uh oh.
So what do I get? What do I do?
Well, first of all, like, going back, jewelry is always an option.
What am I going to get her? What am I going to get her?
You know,
My mom buys her a bunch of jewelry.
Right.
Her mom buys her jewelry occasionally. I buy jewelry for her. She's only got two wrists and two ankles and one neck.
Do you think that stops us when shoes are involved?
Well, they're back to the... No.
We have two ears, we have one neck, two wrists, but they're...
Three holes.
360. Get that bracelet out of there! Ow!
Those are beads!
That's scrapes!
It's not a bracelet, it's beads. And it's not pearls. Shut up, this is for a gift for the two of us.
Wait. Tug a little slower. Wait. No. Push that back in. No, tug us a little slower.
I bet she would be cool if I bought something freaky.
You think?
Yeah, but I'm not freaky like that. I don't know.
Maybe you could be if with
the
cool.
Is that really a Hanukkah gift? That's in that morning.
Close the door. Yeah.
And she orgasmed for 8 crazy nights.
What's in the center of your menorah? Oh my god!
And he lasted for more than 5 minutes on 8 crazy nights.
It could be.
I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not something, you know, you really can't unwrap nipple clamps all gathered around the menorah with the kid.
No, this would have to be a private
Are
ceremony.
Are those earrings? Not exactly, sweetheart.
This would have to be a private ceremony. But they do have those nice websites where they have products for women that arrive discreetly.
Yeah, they're called
packaged.
Big Black Men.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they don't arrive discreetly at all. But
you hear a flunk, then you look down. Oh my god, that's quite large and impressive. Why is his penis casting a shadow?
Why was I worried about knuckles dragging on the floor? Damn!
Oh no, the cops are shooting his penis. He won't be here long. But it was up.
It was hooded.
It was hooded. It was hooded, and it was. It had its head up.
Oh my god!
I can't breathe because it's in your mouth.
Did you ever see the movie Brown Bunny?
No.
Oh, it's wretched.
It doesn't sound like it's Oscar winning stuff.
It's really, really terrible. But there is one unintentionally very funny scene where this guy is just such a wimp, and I forget what he's even like crying about, but he's all upset about something. His girlfriend is going down on him, and she is going to town. And
I like it so far.
He's asking her questions while she's doing this, and he's like crying.
Wait. He's asking her questions. Why? That makes no sense.
It's like when the dentist tries to talk to you when your mouth is full. Nobody's going to understand what you're saying. And the funniest part is that she goes,
but here's what I like about this girl. Here's what I like.
Okay.
She can't multitask,
no.
But she's focused on the important task. That is what I'm looking for.
You know what? Yeah, she was a trooper. And
she was a trooper.
No, I'm not. Well, this guy had, like, monster dick, number one.
Maybe it was a stunt dick. Maybe it wasn't really his.
No, from what I understand, he really...
Is this a porno?
No, it wasn't. It was supposed to be a mainstream movie.
You don't see dick in a mainstream movie.
I know. I don't. But it wasn't like an... I don't think it was rated X. We rented it once because I had heard...
I mean, sure, we had to go in this small room with these really squeaky doors. So we could be discreet.
Yeah, it was a lovely place with kind of like that fly sticky paper hanging from the ceiling.
Sure. It wasn't sticky paper.
Oh,
at least not when it started.
Out.
Yeah, it was. You beat me to it.
Never mind.
This is how one gets to work on the microphone here.
Yes.
I don't know how you guys get your co-host for your shows if you have one, but this is how we get ours.
This mic has a suspiciously familiar shape. So in the movie, his name's Vincent Gallo. That's who it was. And his sister. Oh, Jesus. His girlfriend at the time was Chloe Sevigny. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. So she didn't have any problem with treating the monster. And so, but they're having a conversation.
You made it sound like they're varnishing the big wall in Fenway Park. Treating. She's got a lot of dents.
All right.
Well, it's the off season. We're going to treat the monster.
It had a lot of dents, all right. He's talking to her, and he's asking her, like, I don't even remember what he's asking, but it's just like he's talking, this wimpy voice, and he's crying, and he's like, do you love me, or something like that, and she's like, trying to answer him, and then he's like, asks her something else, and she's like,
this guy needs to be beaten like a baby seal.
Horribly funny.
You know what this scene needed? I'll tell you, because this would have pissed me off. You know what this scene needed?
What?
This guy did not deserve to have this type of treatment.
What?
This guy needed Bill Cosby walking in, 2x4 to the back of this guy's head, and taking over with that woman and doing what the Cos does. And you know what? It wouldn't have been a situation where she didn't want it because she's happy to be there because she's with a real man.
Yeah, but
or
at
least somebody that has real drugs.
But he wouldn't be able to handle that because she wasn't passed out.
He can make it that way. He's got a 2x4.
Good point.
Cos. Cos is badass.
Would you like some of this pudding?
All right. I know rape is fun, but...
By the way, Trucker Tom says, Daddy, why is Mommy's new menorah shaped like a fist?
That doesn't make sense, Tom. A fist has 5 fingers, not 8. Focus.
I know. Well, it's just the centerpiece.
Doesn't make sense, Tom.
For the last night.
Focus, Tom. For the last. A fisting for the last night.
Well,
God.
You want to go out with a bang. Don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, then I wouldn't need a fist. So what am I going to get? You've been of very little help.
No.
And this has been utter filth.
No, I'm still. I know. Thank you.
If you guys want to call in, if you have an opinion, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. If you guys have any idea what I can... My wife has it all, except a man who earns a lot of money.
Gun Rogue Radio says a tiara.
My daughter has like 6 damn tiaras. I could re-gift one of hers.
That would actually be really funny. All of a sudden, this re-wrapped, re-gifted child's tiara. She'd be like, have you lost your damn mind?
And the daughter would be like, hey, that's mine. And now I'm in the doghouse with 2 of them.
Yeah, that would be really successful.
I don't know what to get. I can't even pick up the.
I'm still going with the sex products.
Why not? It's not really me.
Yeah, I know, but it could be you. It could be both of you at the same time.
I mean, I've gotten her massages before.
Nice.
I get her that quite often because there's a place right across the street that she likes to go to.
That's good.
Yeah, but I've done that a bunch of times.
Yeah, I know, but
that means I'm out of options.
But that idea doesn't go stale.
Maybe I should just give her cash.
No, you don't do that. No.
Everybody loves cash.
I know, everybody loves cash. But the thing is that that's not like something, it's like if you get somebody a fruit basket, they're going to eat it and you can get them another fruit basket and it's not like something that goes stale.
Cash doesn't go stale.
I know. But I'm just saying that there are certain things that no matter how many times you get that, it's all good.
But she has the same problem with me.
Uh-huh.
Like, you and Joe gave me a lovely gift and everything, and I still haven't figured out what to do with that.
Right, right.
Because I look around and I'm like, well, clearly I have it all.
I thought those snazzy pants were where that went.
No, I had those pants beforehand.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to buy...
We were never treated with their vision before.
No, but I want to get myself something cool and fun with that, because it was so nice to you guys and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm just so damn dull at this point. Because, you know, if you look over there to the gaming center, before the daughter was born...
The gaming center?
Exactly. It's a dusty PlayStation 2.
Yes,
I'm like 2 generations of video games behind, because the daughter was born.
Right.
And I stopped gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a lot of guys who are married and work from home or even don't work from home.
Mm-hmm.
Do play video games.
Sure.
But I have this thing in me, well, I don't have time. There's something I could be doing.
Yes. No, you do. You have that fever. You have that, I got to. That's why you don't sleep well.
No, I was up at 5 a.m.
Of course you were.
And I know I'm not going to get to bed till 1 a.m. because I'll be doing this nonsense
and
late.
You know what? I had to get up early this morning because I had something to do before work. And I thought as early as I was up, I was like, Devin's already up, so I can't even whine about
this. Oh, sure. I was even up when Joe gets up early and he's making his post. These posts are 10 minutes old. I'm like, Oh, Joe's ranting. I'll ignore that.
Yeah,
I don't want. I don't feel like getting in a Facebook argument with Joe at 5 or 6 a.m.
I know, but the thing is that he's up and ranting away the minute he gets up. What a change!
I told you. I told you how he wakes up. We've talked about it on the air.
I know.
He woke up. We were on the road. We shared a room doing comedy gig. Woke up. First thing he says, bangs it. God damn it! First thing he says. I've already been up for an hour doing stuff for the radio show, working and being productive. He greets the new day with, God damn it. He's a very angry person.
It's so funny.
But it's so him.
You should see, Mr. Helix has been working a lot of overtime, and I had to wake him up just to say goodbye and let him know I was leaving early, because I don't know if he remembered. And he would be like, what the hell happened? Because I'm...
Finally, she got a better offer.
So I go over to wake him up, and I'm like, huh? Hun, and he's not waking up, but he opens his eyes. I thought he saw me. He rolls over and looks at my side of the bed to look for me because he hears my voice.
Yeah.
And he's not completely focused. And so he's looking at my side of the bed. I'm like, hun, and he turns around like startled.
Because you're not where you're supposed to be.
Where I'm supposed to be at that time of the morning.
Yes.
I'm like behind
you
him.
You're ruining his world.
I did.
We still have not solved my issue.
Well, Trucker Tom agrees with me. He said, get her
the
spa
fist thing,
time.
Yeah,
that too. But we talked about that offline. But he says, get her spa time. Pip is right. That idea never gets old.
I feel like I did that, though, within the past several months.
It doesn't get old. You could get a massage like once a month and be like happy as a clam.
I guess I could do that, but I just...
Yeah. Well, he says, how about a nice weekend spa trip away for the missus?
Yeah, just her?
Or both of you.
See, that's the thing. She was like, says, I'm not really into that thing. I don't like people touching me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know why. It's like, stop, get off me. Although sometimes you get a good massage, but sometimes the massage hurts.
Yeah, no, sometimes they do.
Yeah, and these things, and then I got to get
it's so good.
I got to get a facial and everything, and I barely know these men.
And there's so many of them.
You know, yes, exactly. How to make sure everybody's getting their money's worth. I'm not that talented.
They're all making monkey noises for some reason.
Yes, well, they're not evolved. But, I mean, like she would love that.
Yeah.
But we also have the thing, I could do that, but we also have the thing, who's going to watch the kid?
True.
That's another thing.
Well, here's another little gift idea, but I mean, does she have like a place that she always stops her coffee on the way to work, Si?
No.
Oh, she doesn't do that. Okay.
No, I could get her the equivalent of what we're giving Sensei Ferdico, a family martial arts, a gift certificate. Really? Is that what I could do? Really?
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks. Yeah. Here's a Starbucks card. Enjoy your Frappuccino, hon. Love you. Really?
I don't mean that's the only thing, but I mean, like...
It's better than nothing, which is what I got now.
I know that you guys get socks. You don't stuff socks around the holiday season, but, like, as a stocking stuffer, I love getting a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts card.
I understand that, but not from Mr. Helix.
Even that.
Okay.
Yeah, as a stocking stuffer, but we do the stocking stuffer and then, like, the real
Did
gift.
You get Mr. Helix a gift yet?
Yeah, I got him. Well, see, now, because we're at the same point as you guys.
No, you're not.
No.
No, you're not.
Oh, gift giving, yes.
Well, you guys ran out of ideas much quicker. Remember, there was many Hanukkahs where we did 8 gifts. You're going to have to be married for like another 10 years to even
to
approach.
Even get
and we're going to have to get divorced.
Oh,
so please,
man.
I don't want to hear that.
Wait a minute. How long have you guys been married?
Well, you were there.
I know. I don't remember what year that was.
Like 13 years.
13 years.
Yeah, okay. I want to say 13 years.
Okay. Well, no, I.
We were together another 4 or 5 years.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. We do not have escape plans.
Excuse me. I don't even know what just happened then, but I.
We are two people without other options. Clearly, that is the situation. Maybe I need to get. I've already gotten her a GPS, which would help her with her escape plan.
Yeah.
I've got her all the technology.
Yeah, it's like, how come you give me a little stick with a little polka dot bag on the back? What are you saying?
Well, she's excited because my computer's dying. So she's like, I could get you a new computer.
There's something to get you. I know.
I know.
I know.
I mean, I guess I could smash out like her like car, ran into a Tringo. You know what? We'll get you a car.
Well, no.
She wants another kid. I mean,
that's a big gift.
That's going to take a while to arrive.
That one, yeah, that one.
I mean, it'll come quickly, but who knows when it'll arrive?
Oh. Wait, we're talking about you.
Yeah. Fun with smut.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a tough one. Although, I do think that there's, I'm still going with you can still redo gifts that were really good over again in other years, but... It's really nice to get a thing that you can unwrap and go, look, you picked this out for me.
It's a penis.
You didn't pick that out for me.
I did.
It's just there.
It's yours.
Yeah. If I could borrow it.
I quaffed for you.
Detachable penis.
Love that song.
I do too.
So we've come up
with... But back to detachable penis. I still think that the sex toy would be like a really nice twist.
It would be completely not me.
Yeah, but
I'm very prudish.
But okay, this goes with my what do we call it? The curmudgeonly philosophy.
Yes, that's what we call it.
It does go with one of my curmudgeonly philosophies that is timely, actually.
Are we doing that now?
I think that it would tie in.
You want to do your curmudgeonly philosophy
I
now?
I think we should do it now.
All right, let me get the music. Hold on. I was trying to have a Diet Dr. Pepper.
I'm sorry. You know what? I love to interrupt people in the middle of their beverage. It's my waitressing past.
Is that
your
what
mouth
that is?
Full? I'm going to ask you what you think of the food.
I think you're just inspired by that movie you were talking about.
Yeah, but it was in very strange ways.
So we'll do some curmudgeonly philosophy. Here we go.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon philosophy with Pip Helix.
Okay, this is this week's curmudgeonly philosophy, but I think it's timely.
Okay.
Buy people the presents you know they will like, even if it's not necessarily one you want to give them.
Oh. See, I don't know if that's a curmudgeonly philosophy. I think that's just great advice.
I think it's really good advice.
Why, have you been in that situation?
Yes.
All right, what is that? You finally got Mr. Helix that concubine. That's a good one.
I didn't want any part of that, but he was digging it.
See, that's a good wife. That's a very good wife.
Yes. Thank you. I don't hear that enough. But the thing is that...
Because I'm not married to you.
Thing is that my brother is a good example of this because he is really, really generous. When he is making good money and he, you know, has, you know...
When he has the resources.
When he has the resources and, you know, he has someone that he loves and he wants to get something for them, he goes all out.
That's nice. That's a good quality.
It's an extremely good quality. I mean, he's generous of spirit, but he's also generous with his money and, like, likes to
give
people. Hey,
what, spirit don't pay
the
mortgage. You can keep the spirit. What are we, Ghostbusters?
No. But he is that way. But the one thing that I noticed with some, like, girlfriends is that he had an idea in his mind what a gift he should give a girlfriend should be. And that's not necessarily what the girlfriend wanted.
Did it match their personality?
In one case that I have specifically in mind, no.
I'm sure I'll be thrilled to be an inspiration for this. Yeah. All right, what's this case?
A girlfriend that he had before he was married, of course.
Not necessarily. We don't judge.
Yeah, we don't judge here.
No, not at all.
At the Den.
No.
But he bought her a fur coat.
And she was against furs?
No, she wasn't anti-fur. She just didn't want a fur coat. But he had in his mind...
But doesn't every woman from the 1960s want a fur coat?
Ah, there's the rub. Yeah. This was a... she was young. This was a full length...
We got like a mink?
Like,
fox?
I don't remember what type... it was a mink. And it was like down knee length, kind of long, big coat. Mm. Not the style for a very young woman like that. And not something she was comfortable wearing.
Yeah, but how would he know that?
Because
she said, don't get me one, you idiot.
No, I don't know if she specifically said that. I don't know if she had a hint that it was coming. But she was not happy.
Well, see, I'm lucky in the fact that the wife looks to me for taste.
Ah.
Tasteful thing. You know, like, good. Like, I buy her, like stylish, tasteful things. I've always had that. You wouldn't tell by how I dress.
I was really going, how would I know this?
But the wife likes to go shopping with me because she likes my sense of what people should be wearing and everything.
Yeah.
So I haven't encountered that. But I can understand. He's like, you know what? This is very expensive. This is classy. And his dated,
version of it,
sepia-colored mind.
I mean... It was incredibly generous. It was a really nice gift for somebody.
Listen, the Salvation Army was thrilled to receive that.
Oh, God, no. I can't even go into where that went. But, I mean, when they broke up, she gave it back to him.
Well, that's classy of her.
It was.
Because she didn't have to.
No, she didn't.
Because the animals weren't going to use it anymore.
No, they were done with it. They weren't done with it at
the
moment, but
they
were done with it.
Because you're such an animal lover.
He wasn't thinking about me.
No, well.
He wouldn't dare by me.
Hey, wow, it's a cat coat. I got one. Look at it. They're all cat coats.
You know, I wear a cat coat every day. There aren't enough of those little rolly sticks in my ass.
I'm trying to think if I've ever done that for somebody.
Like, bought something that you thought, oh, you know, like some, there's also some people that are like, oh, yay, I like to drink. Booze is a good gift. Everybody can use it. I'm going to buy a case of wine and give it away.
See, I always give you guys booze because you do like to drink.
We do, but you know that.
Yes.
You know, so that's different.
See, and when I buy jewelry for my wife, I mean, it was never expressed to me, but just from seeing she has very simple, classic taste.
Yes, she does.
She doesn't like the big, gaudy stuff, which makes sense because she has smaller features.
Yes.
She's got like a child-sized head. She does.
Wait a minute. What does the size of her head have to do with jewelry?
But because that's where the face goes. And the neck.
That's where the face goes.
Well, sure. It's all part.
On most Mrs. Potato Heads, yes.
No, but I mean, without a head, there's no face. At least not with anybody I've ever dated. I mean, I'm just doing basic geometry here for you.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, biology. Yeah,
geometry.
Where do the things
I'm
go?
Working about the angles. No, but I mean, like, we have to, like, her, like, you can't buy her a regular sized hat.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
She's got like a little baby head. baby head, which means she has small ears and a small neck and everything.
She has delicate features, you know?
Well, I mean, I haven't broken it yet, but she hasn't pissed me off enough to.
I wasn't talking about that feature. I don't know how delicate that is. But
All right. It's got a crack in the middle of it now. What did you do?
What did you do?
You Liberty belled it. History.
We're not talking about jewelry that goes there anyway.
No, but I've always had a... Like, at least she tells me. I mean, she might think this is crap. I don't think so. Mm. But I buy stuff that I think she would like.
Nice, delicate, classic thing. Pieces.
Now, I bought her a hockey jersey with her name on it.
That's cute.
Because we go to Devils games.
That's cute.
So it's got her name on it. Like, for me, years ago, she bought me with, like, one of my favorite players. Because I don't wear a jersey with my name on it because I know my name. It's on the inside in case I lose it.
It's in marker.
Yes, belongs to stupid.
Oh, God. But I think that there's a... Sorry, multitasking badly.
That's all right.
It's difficult when you have somebody that just wants to do the thing. And people fall into this. They're like, this is the thing I would like to give you because I think it demonstrates my... taste or my level of class.
I got,
you know?
I got an example of that, and let me go get it off the wall.
Oh, okay. You're getting actual props off the wall.
I'm a prop host.
What? I wouldn't be able to see it from here.
No, you wouldn't. Just, you know,
okay.
Kill time. I know what I'm doing.
He says, "Kill time. I know what I'm doing." That's always a really dangerous thing for this show. All right. So what'd you grab off the wall here?
I dated this girl in college.
Okay.
I've talked about her before. Sweetest girl I ever dated. Mm-hmm. Too good for me. Extremely intelligent. I mean, the type of girl that when I was sick, she would, like, bring me soup.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, that is way too nice for me. I mean, I have, you know, she, like, I would feel bad goofing on her. Like, my wife, if I goof on her, she might laugh, she might hit me, she might goof on me back. There's a bunch of options.
Right. Right.
You know, my wife's a lovely person.
Yes.
Wonderful person.
Yes.
She's not too good for me, though. we're both nice.
I see what you mean.
But you know what I'm saying?
But you both have your snappy side.
Yeah, yeah. She'll put me in my place, so to speak.
I've seen this.
Yeah, and be like if Joe was like mild-mannered, I wouldn't be able to goof on him because it would be, oh, you're kicking the puppy.
Right, right.
So I can't do that.
Right.
So she was into a certain type of music.
Mm-hmm.
She liked ELO, which is fine.
Right.
And everything. I've been Aerosmith for as long as you've known me.
Yes.
Aerosmith. That's been my band.
That is your thing.
But I guess she was trying to get me. Now, she bought me some stuff that was cool. She bought me a No Doubt CD when they came out and everything, which I like. I still like that CD.
Yeah, I do too.
I like the ELO cassettes, the Foreigner CD or cassette. I like it. It's cool.
I go back and listen to that every once in a while.
Not something I would pick, but it's cool.
Yes.
She did not get me the Bee Gees, which was her favorite band.
Oh, damn.
Ugh. However, she did get me this. I will let you look at that and react accordingly. She's silent.
Erasure?
Yes.
What? I don't even think I know anything they do.
It's garbage.
Oh.
It's like new wave stuff.
Ugh.
Things aren't working properly right now, otherwise I play some Erasure.
I'm flipping this over so I can look at the other songs on it. Guess I'm into Feeling. Rescue Me. Sono Luminous. Fingers and Thumbs. Ugh. Rock Me Gently. None of this. Rock Me Gently. I know a song that rock. That can't be the same song.
I don't know. It sucks. Grace, Erasure sucks.
Stay.
There. I listened to it once. Courtesy listen. Because
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a good guy.
Yes.
I wanted to see if maybe I could be swayed. No. It's like new wave soft pussy shit.
And you still have it, though.
Yeah, I don't throw shit at.
Neither do I.
Look how good. Look what the good condition. It's immaculate.
I know. You could eBay that crap.
I could.
I know, but who wants a cassette from Erasure?
Exactly. What am I going to put it for? A penny?
A penny!
And 99 cents shipping?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. But that was an example of somebody buying me something.
And these are some ugly mugs on the cover, too.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? It's like in the style of like the Air Supply.
Yeah.
But Air Supply rocks.
Supply
I like Air Supply. But anyway, no, I mean, no, this was never going to be what I listened to.
Right.
This was a purchase she made
to
convert me.
Yes, yes. Perfect example of
the
curmudgeonly philosophy.
That's why I got it.
This is really good because that's something I think I should give you or something I think you should have.
Yes.
Not anything I want.
Yes.
I had a girlfriend who she was a friend of a friend, really nice person, salt of the earth, really sporty, outdoorsy kind of girl, not somebody that you would ever in a million years picture wearing a black leather miniskirt. But she dated this guy that had this vision of her that she should be dressing like that.
He wants to slut her out a little bit.
He wanted to slut her up.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Good stuff right there. I'm seeing his vision. Was she hot?
She wasn't hot in the way that you're talking.
No, I'm talking about as attractive.
No, she was pretty, but I wouldn't say like hot.
She had a good face, but like for that leather skirt, it needed a whole cow.
No. She had a sporty body, but she was well proportioned, and she was like a more athletic build, but she had big knockers.
I don't see a problem. Would she have like a butt ugly face?
No,
then why wouldn't she be attractive?
No, she was attractive. She wasn't like.
Is she
hot,
is she attractive because she's your friend attractive, or is she really attractive?
No, she was okay attractive.
I think you're
going
really to have to put
pretty.
You're going to have to put a picture of her on the David Zed Facebook page. I just think you need to.
I don't have a picture of her from that time period.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no.
Has she fallen apart now?
She's gotten bag.
Well, you're going to need a bigger cow for that leather miniskirt.
Yeah, well, it's not an issue anymore because her girlfriend now doesn't try to dress her like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But when she was married to this guy, he bought her the little leather miniskirt. And she pulled it out.
Oh, so she turned lesbian.
Yes.
See what happens when you give a crappy gift?
See what happens?
It's amazing. Erasure didn't turn me gay. I could be sucking dick right now.
You could be.
I'd love to.
Let me whip mine out and see what happens.
Oh, gosh. If only I could get Erasure on iTunes, then there'll be nothing but dick on this show.
Nothing but dick.
And not Dick Eldorado.
All Dick,
dead.
Nothing but Dick.
Exactly.
All the time.
Exactly.
Tom's asking questions about this. Or is this the attractive as in jealous of the other girl attractive? No. I don't mean it in that snarky, nasty, mean girl kind of way. Like, oh, I guess she was attractive and she's the bomb. No. I just mean that she was an attractive person, but she wasn't like that Hottie McHotterson. And slutting her up was just going to make her athlete in a leather skirt, which didn't go.
She's okay, but she's got a good personality, so she becomes attractive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Personality can be an enhancement.
It is a big enhancement.
And we've talked about, I was listening to the latest batch of Davin's Den Scams, the scammer clips that Joe put up. They're not online yet, but I was listening to them.
Yeah.
And it was funny. We were talking about Juliana Avalos and everything. It was like, and Agnes was having sexy talk. And it was like, well, you know what? Yeah, it's kind of hot if it would look like this girl, except I wish it talked like the scammer. Because when I hear Avalos talk, it's like, ugh, I am no longer attracted.
Oh, yeah. No, I always thought that, I mean, you know, and for some guys, it's like the looks are everything anyway. But, I mean, I always thought that when you have this, like, really hot-looking girl, and all of a sudden she starts talking like
it's
this.
It's not even the voice. It's the voice and what comes out of it and the attitude.
It's like, oh no, you don't want to go eat sushi again, do you? We just ate that.
You need to, if you're going to have that attitude, you need to suck a good dick.
Yes.
I mean, really.
And just keep doing it so that your mouth is full and you stop talking.
Yes, well, this is why we like blowjobs.
I know.
It's not a mystery.
Yeah, no, it was never a mystery.
It feels good, but there's other ways to feel good.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, good and it's quiet. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I wish it stopped.
I wish we could do this all day.
We're in the middle of the mall. Yeah, your point.
So I'm the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Like, you know how I think my wife has way too much Halloween shit.
Yes, yes.
I mean, she does.
I think there's no such thing as too much Halloween shit, but that's beside the point.
I know you don't. But she decorates her office. She decorates the outside of her house.
Yes.
She decorates the inside of her house.
Yes.
There's still more in the closet.
Yes.
My wife has way too much Halloween shit.
I'm surprised she doesn't decorate her car, but that's...
She did. She had decorations in the car. There was like a skeleton inside the window.
Awesome.
Yeah, of course. She's a legend.
I know, but I love that.
She's amazing.
I decorate my office. I decorate my house.
Hey, Joe.
Outside of the house.
Yeah,
other people's houses. I just don't even care.
At least it's your anniversary, Elvira.
Yes, it is.
So, but here's the thing. I know all this about her. So several years ago, I'm working in Atlantic City back when I had a career. And so we're hanging out at this place, the Irish Pub.
Yes.
You know the Irish Pub in Atlanta?
Yes, been there.
I got a shirt. Cool place.
Yeah.
Cool bar. Talking to the owner and everything. I don't know if she still had. This is years ago. She had this witch.
Mm-hmm.
That was hanging, that would like cackle and everything, and would like
it so
would
walk into that every night.
And misery's here.
Love the irascible seat. I heard that on the way up. Yeah, you.
Yeah,
I know. I wasn't trying to say, well, this is good.
You weren't.
I know what's up. So anyway, but like this witch, and then it would like kick its leg, and it looked like it's flying on the bridge. It still hangs.
Oh,
I don't,
cool.
She hangs it sometimes and everything.
I love that.
Yeah, but I knew we didn't need more shit. But I thought this is something she would like.
Yes.
So I got it for her.
Good.
That's what you do.
Yes.
You
that's
don't
what you
come
do.
A calling with an erasure cassette.
That's right.
Joe, have you given people gifts that you thought was something they should have, but they didn't really want?
Yeah.
Besides your hand in marriage?
Yeah. a couple times with the person
that I can die over here. you just fire right through. Joe's like, I drove through rush hour traffic. I'm not going to let stupid cut me off.
But it was,
she's crying. Like, Mrs. Curry.
Go on. But it's true. Like, I would give... I gave... All right. And this is a little story here. Okay. Joanne and I have never exchanged gifts for years.
Yeah.
Never.
Did you just run out of ideas?
No, I gave up. And I'll tell you why. My wife... I have given,
here's a white flag waving every time there's an occasion.
I have been so hurt by Joanne when I've given her gifts. When I was at one job, I got a promotion, okay? And the two people that I work with, I got them a little music box to thank them.
No watches? Very you nice. Weren't in your watch face?
Not in the watch face, okay? And I did hear about the watch last night. I think I was half asleep. But anyway, so anyway.
Hopefully she was where you were expecting her to be.
Yeah. So.
You can throw a man when he's sleeping.
Yeah. So I got a little music from my friend Lenore, you know, who I work with, and Fernando, who another person I work with, and I wound up getting a very expensive music box for Joanne. Very expensive, like $125 music box.
Damn!
And I get this music box.
Was there a live band in there? I don't understand.
Yeah, but it was a very beautiful music
intricate.
Box. Yeah.
Yeah.
Open nice. It up and say, walk away.
Yeah, oh. So I give it to her, and she's like, well, that's nice. She gave your two coworkers music boxes. I go, Joanne, I go, this is a very beautiful. I gave, you know, what I gave them, it's not even close to what I knew that you would want when you didn't have one in your, you know, in the bedroom. I thought it would be
well,
something
nice.
Well,
now, did she ever express that she liked music boxes?
I would, it was like a music jewelry box, something like my mom had,
yeah.
Which I would figure would be very nice.
Yeah.
I understand why you would think that. And you would think most ladies would like it. But here's there's a couple things here. If she expressed it, then it seems like a home run.
Yeah.
But then, but the problem is, even though the one you gave her was much nicer than the one you gave your coworkers,
right.
It's not necessarily as special, even though yours is more special, because, oh, it's the same thought process. I mean, I wouldn't react like that, but, you know, I wasn't married to you. So
yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I was so hurt about that.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Then this is why you get nothing.
Yeah, then there was a time when I went
You know, Joe, I know things are on the outs, but there's still time. May I suggest an erasure cassette?
I've got cash. I'm going to the fucking tree. There was another time that they were having the Opie and Anthony celebrity softball game.
Okay.
So Joanne was a very big fan of the Brady Bunch. So Barry Williams was on our team.
Oh, my God.
And I'm in the dugout with Barry Williams and stuff like that. And he struck out and he came back in the dugout. And I said, not too groovy, Greg. So
did you really? You know Joe was looking around. Did anybody hear that? Did Ann hear that? I hope somebody heard that. I should be on the show regularly. That was gold. I'm killing in the dugout. Yeah. You know Joe was looking for approval from somebody.
He killed in the dugout.
But he's a good dude, man.
He'd have to be to take that from you.
No, he doesn't have any hang-ups about it. He's cool. He knows
it's very funny. About it.
So anyway, I had him sign an autograph for Joanne.
Because
I knew she was a big... I bring him back. Oh, that's nice. So that... then there was a time when...
Now, did you ever shit on anything that she gave you?
No, because what she gave me was shit.
Really?
You know what she gave me one time for her anniversary? A bag of ramen noodles.
No.
She gave me a bag of fucking ramen noodles. I go, what is this? It's ramen noodles. You like it? And I'm like,
Are you kidding me?
I felt like I was working at the Holly Hotel.
The dollar
store? You hear that, Holly Hotel? Fuck you. We're never coming back. Anyway. So
dollar store noodles for your anniversary?
She gave me that for my
anniversary. But now, I think noodles is what, 4 year? I think ramen noodles is what you get started on 4 year. Isn't that what it is? It goes like paper.
Iron, ramen noodles.
Yeah.
So it just got to the point. It just got to the point where we would give each other cash. Or I would give her a lottery ticket, okay? Where we just gave up.
If I win, I am so out of here.
Yeah, so basically, I just gave up. I'm not a gift person. I don't celebrate my birthday. I really don't celebrate Christmas. I don't get gifts.
But don't you think so? See, my wife is like that, too. She's like, well, you know, we don't have to get anything. But I'm like, you have to celebrate because it denotes something. Otherwise, everything blends together and it's boring.
Me too.
Well, let me explain further. So that's the way my life has been for decades, 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years, okay? I don't care, whatever. It's, you know, this, that, and the other thing. You know, I just go on, and I don't want anything. I don't, you know. And my life has been pretty much dehumanized. Just a dehumanized state.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? Now, as of late, my life has been very humanized.
Yeah.
Where I'm starting to come out. I had a nice day last Wednesday. I went with a friend into the city. We saw the tree. We did all. It was just a pal? It was a day off where it wasn't.
Were you just skipping with your buddy holding hands?
Yeah,
Central Park, were you?
Yes, essentially, yes.
So nice that you and him could get along that way,
yes,
Joe.
Exactly.
Just a pal.
So, but it was a nice. It was a day off and it wasn't a gig.
Yeah,
it was a day, and I'm starting to get humanized. So you know,
surely there was something I could have done to keep you busy.
Yeah, but it was a thing where you know, now that Christmas is coming up, what you know, you want something, something. So you know, they let me know what they would like, and
she hasn't gotten a watch yet, has she?
No.
Okay, well,
but that stupid watch.
Watch! You bought a bunch of them. Everybody gets a watch with you.
No, there was just one.
There was
the one watch, and there was the other watch.
Well, that's two.
All right.
You bought a couple people watches.
Yeah, but one was a good.
But you just said you're not a gift person. So, like, 50% of all the gifts you've ever given have been watches.
Listen. Hear me out. Please hear me out, okay? When it comes, here's my dilemma. When
what, does meet the press?
It is sometimes with you.
Yes,
I heard your comments before when I was up in the toll booth there about my rant this morning. I also like the
I see them like, I can't not now.
And I'm going, come on, stupid, I know you're up. Bring it on. It's funny, when he mentioned the jersey, I'm in the comment, probably said stupid. And then he goes, yeah, the jersey said stupid. And so I'm up. But anyway, here's the deal. When I give a gift, I put a lot of thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get very... I get into it.
Yeah.
And I when I give a, I get, I want, you know, I really, I don't play games.
Well, you just recently gave me a gift with Pip, and now I'm afraid to use it because you put so much thought. I should cherish it forever.
But you see, here's the thing with cherishing stuff. Like, when I get, I want, it's got to be good. It's got to be good. That's the way I am when I give a gift. That's why, with Joanne, it just hurt me when I, you know.
Well, no, that's shitty of her.
I understand that. Yeah.
That's shitty of her. So, I mean, I understand her thinking, but it's still shitty.
Yeah. So my friend has an idea, you know, gave me an idea, which, you know, they would like. So she.
They buy things for the whole family?
Yeah. Well, no, so they asked me what I would like. And I got to find out.
How many friends were you with?
Just one friend. One friend. Just will you work with me, stupid? One friend.
No, I barely tolerate it as it is.
So, they asked me what I want.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, the person asked me what I want.
I suggest wasabi.
And I. I got to try to let them know. I don't know. I have been so dehumanized.
Even know anymore.
I'm the same way because my wife. Not that I'm dehumanized, but I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, it's like I go. Well,
I know what she could get you.
What?
Look, he's waiting for it. You have your collection of small cars. How about like a case, like one of those showcases where you can put all your little Matchbox cars in.
Five.
Well, you do have a collection of small cars in your office,
but they're parked. That's different.
No, Joe, they wouldn't actually be rolling. I didn't ask her to play with them with you sit on one side of the kitchen floor and you sit on the other rolling back with each other, Joe. I didn't ask her to get you a racetrack so you could race them. I said,
what are those little tracks that you little stick together and you make Hot Wheels tracks?
No, but I'm saying a display case so he can actually dust them once and then put them behind glass so they look nice.
I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, I don't know why he's shitting. I can't think of anything. It's like you're dehumanizing me.
I like the way you're getting upset like we're planning a Smithsonian exhibit.
Not anymore. Not anymore. I'm trying to help you, trying to make you feel human, which is a very hard thing to do.
But it's like I'm trying to be a human being again. And I
couldn't tell.
I know. So I'm like thinking of something that, you know, it would be kind of sentimental and stuff like that, but I can't. But I haven't.
All right, slow down on the sentimental.
Like, no, I'm starting to become a person again.
And that's disgusting to Davin.
No, it's not that. I mean, sentimental, your situation, slow your roll. The two of you are not an idea. I know what you're saying, and you're very fond of this friend.
But just to get something, you know, so I said, I'll get maybe a bottle of Jack Daniels. It's because I have it kind of impersonal, and I'm like, I guess. And I'm like, because I've been so dehumanized for 20 years.
Well, what I said was very personal, something that you like. Something that brings you joy, your little toys and everything, and you completely crapped all over it. So
it stunk.
Did it stink?
No.
What do you want to get? A new guitar, stupid?
No. So Johnny could push me to wear it on stage. That was all. Oh, it's new. The old one's in the shop.
Do you want to get you a model car, like a bigger version of a car you'll never own?
I don't know.
Well, I tried to help, and
I'm
you shit all over.
I'm not a jewelry person. I'm not. You know,
you're not a pleasant person.
I'm starting to become one.
I can't tell.
Oh, I've just gotten here.
How long is the show?
To the show for 45 minutes. You got me all wound up.
Good thing we didn't talk about Garner. Oh, yeah.
There were other plans.
Bitch slapped my wife and kid on the way down to the basement. Doing that. Tolerate it at 6 a.m. when I wake up. Stupid's on a rampage.
I know. He didn't even get time to open his eyes. It's like, oh, God, look at this.
No, it's like
yelling.
I'm like, I'm not at my computer. I'm still in bed. I can't.
Yelling.
He's up and on it. He's up and ranting.
I've already been up for an hour, and I don't have the patience for you.
It's 5 a.m.
All right, Joe's posting about listening to the show. Hit a like to that and move on.
Yes, I noticed that you hit the like. And the funny thing is I posted the rant. I'm like, Stupid's either going to say something or not click like. And then I posted two good posts about the show. And I'm like.
Oh, yeah. It was like in and out. Stealth mode.
I didn't have the time to argue with you and your nitwit army. I just did. It's first thing in the morning. I got to see you in a little while. To bitch slap you on a phone is just not worth it.
Well, that's why Mr. Helix and I get along so well. Because we know we're both grumpy and like, in the morning. We don't even talk to each other unless it's absolutely necessary.
Well, in my house, the night shift is just ending at 6 o'clock when Stupid decides to call it a night.
Oh my God.
It comes into my wife.
Oh, well, there's so many Stupids in the house.
I know. So, you know, and it's like up all night running around. and then she'll get like and what I've been doing is I've been trying to go to sleep with the lights off.
Yeah,
I want the lights off now. I just want
how
peace.
Unusual.
You're making a stand, are you?
Yeah. Well, I just want the TV off and
the
lights
erasure
off.
On in the background so you can just relax.
Oh, yeah. And the funny thing is, she come, you know, and it's like I'll turn the lights. I'll come up. She's in the kitchen doing whatever the hell she does, and it's like 12:30 at night. I go into the bedroom. I close the door. I turn the light off and the TV, and I start to go to sleep. She comes in like H. Lee Ermey, whatever the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket is. Why are the lights off in this bedroom? Why are you not listening to Fallon? Why are you not a pirate pile? go to sleep, ma'am.
All right, on that note, we're going to take our first break. Go to sleep, ma'am. We'll be back in a few seconds.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday night on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperstation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, and Clutch and Wiggle. On iHeartRadio, you'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. The platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.